Arizona's most funniest morning show.
Yeah, exactly.
Morning sickness.
I'm listening because I want to.
Mornings at 98KUPD.
The Big Red Radio, 98KUPD, and the abbreviated morning sickness in this morning, and it's just about time for the Brady Report, and of course, the Brady Report brought to you guys by Hooters, and what day is it? Okay, it's Tuesday, so we're going to start the year off right with a 2021 Hooters calendar today. It's only $15.99, comes with the Hooters coupons, plus a collector's cup, featuring all the Arizona calendar girls for 2021. All right, brought to you guys by Hooters. Brady, report it.
Good Tuesday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
How you doing?
This is a tough one. Happy National Kiss a Ginger Day.
Kiss a Ginger Day.
That's you.
Oh.
It is, but it
Brady
can't
denies,
happen.
Brady denies he's a ginger.
Safety. COVID safety.
Right.
But you think I'm a ginger?
Yeah, I'd say.
Ginger qualities, doesn't he?
Yeah.
So you're saying I have hair. I appreciate that.
Just on the mustache. Just the mustache. You're not going there. Not going for a lice check anytime soon again.
Got a couple of baseless fun facts. Right. Britney Spears and Gerald Ford are 19th cousins.
Wow.
I think you've done that one before.
Maybe.
For some reason.
It's always worthwhile.
It's the best of.
But 19th cousins, I mean, that's...
It's kind of stretching.
So far distant.
They could still... I mean, if he was around, they could still have kids.
Ugh. You mean legally?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, not so much morally.
In the novel Forrest Gump, Forrest is 6'6", 242 pounds.
Oh.
The author, Winston Groom, says he pictured John Goodman playing him in the movie.
That would be a definitely different... I don't buy that one. I like Goodman, but I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I like this little animal fun fact. When a mosquito bites you, it needs to clear room in its body for the blood, so it pees on you.
Oh, those goddamn things are so little as it is.
I'm sorry, John's not here to hear this one.
I'm sure he's listening.
A little COVID news.
We should talk to him.
We should get him.
Call us, John.
Yeah.
Sales of Crocs went up 12% last year, and the company says they're expecting sales to go up 20%.
Another reason 2020 sucks.
That's the appropriate response, too, Brett.
Ugh. God.
Who's buying them besides medical workers?
Man.
And Brady.
Anyone walking around? I don't know.
You wear Crocs?
I don't.
No. Not anymore.
You had
you
Crocs?
You did, too.
I never bought a pair. I've had slides. That's the only thing I've had. Like the
Were they Croc models?
Made by Croc.
Oh, that's still a Croc.
But I eyeballed
a completely different light now.
Don't get me wrong. I eyeballed a pair of Muleys one time.
No.
Way back when they first came out, and they had that cheap lining there. But
you had how many
Hooters,
pairs?
I'm sorry.
How many pairs did Kirby go through?
Oh yeah, she went through a couple pairs.
Oh, she was a Croc person.
She had those,
and she had gibbets.
That's what they call.
Which ones are gibbets?
You put crap on your
it's,
Crocs.
It's a little flare on your Crocs. You can put animal
you're like,
characters or
accessories.
So you're like just blinging out your Crocs if they're not
swastikas,
bad enough as it is.
Stuff like that.
Yes.
Wow. Two gorillas at the San Diego Zoo have tested positive for COVID. They're the first known cases of any great apes in
in
San Diego.
Why are we testing animals? I mean, I love animals, don't get me wrong, but there's a lot of people that need to be tested still.
100%.
Well, if you're going to test if the animal's sick.
But
like
a COVID test? I mean, I didn't.
Maybe if it, he's right. If it's part of the normal routine, okay. But Brett's right too.
Yeah.
If you've got 9 tests and you give out 3 of them to go to the monkeys.
Yeah. I mean,
sorry, monkeys.
Again, it's our problem is not lack of test kits.
I think part of it.
I thought it was.
No. It's getting in there to see it, but there's so many places you can the testing shortage is not because of the kids.
I don't know. It just seems...
It's just a pain getting in there.
Yeah. I mean, it seems a little strange because I know when I go for blood work, it's like they check all this, thyroid, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, it's usually not COVID for animals, I wouldn't think, but maybe.
The place where I got tested is now rolling out, I think, Paradigm Labs, but they go by another lab. Anyway, I think they have 20 or 30 now mobile trailers that they're going to roll out.
See?
And And here's the sad thing. A lot of the testing came down by it was all lobbying.
In some states,
they would accept certain companies that say you could do the testing and we'll allow that. And then there's a couple other companies who are like, we can do tests. We have a bunch of kits here, and you have to go through the approval process. So I won't name any companies, but I know one company that had to hire a lobbyist. They paid them $40,000 a month.
Whoa.
To get into the bidding process.
Yeah. And that's the thing that I know, too. Like, for me, the testing thing is you should be flooding everyone with a test. I know all these parents who want their kids back in school because they're tired of their kids being at home.
I don't blame them.
I get it. I got a teacher at home right now. She's teaching from home, and I got two boys at home. But to me, have every school, like, take Paradigm Labs or the guys that we know that do this business, set them up outside of school, test every kid that goes into school. But the problem for me is the wait. Like, I know people that have gotten tested and waited between 4 and 8 days. Lisa's mom got tested recently. It was 6 days.
Yep.
There was a process for a while that some of the tests we had that were, the test was administered here, sent to New York to a lab for the results, and then expressed back. But that's why people were getting 4 and 5 day waits on their results.
You would think this far along in the pandemic that we would actually have this down to a science where it's all like instantaneous. Because I remember when you had yours, we were all out of the building for a week.
Yep.
And it literally took 5 business days for me to get mine back before I could come back. So
that same day, as soon as she told us that Saturday, Lisa and I went to an urgent care and got tested.
Right.
We didn't get those results back until Wednesday. Obviously, with Monday coming up, I needed to know sooner.
Yeah, yeah.
So I went and got another test from a gal that Lisa knows that works at a lab that's down in Queen Creek. So we went down there in Queen Creek, and we got our results in 8 hours there. So to me, I know Sonoran Labs is swamped right now. Like they can't keep up, and rightfully so. You've got all the tests, so the laboratory is where I think the backlog is coming because everybody's should be able to get tested.
Well, now they're gearing up too. Not only on the testing side of it is the vaccine, all the potential. Like I think, were they going to do something at Cardinal Stadium?
Yeah, it starts today or tomorrow.
And California today was a big. They're going to use.
They got
Disney,
four stadiums
Disneyland.
There.
Yeah.
And I think what I read was that Cardinal Stadium is actually going to be a 24/7 thing. 24/7. It's 24 hours a day. They're going to be turning and burning.
You need an appointment. That's the first thing. You can't just show up. And the thing that they're finding is that people aren't, like, they've got so many open appointments. Like, people aren't finding it yet. So if you want a vaccine, you have to go through the protocol and you have to be in line. But if there's not enough people that are first and second in line that fill up all of the appointments, then the next people in line can take those spots.
So you're like rolling standby
a little bit,
or something.
Yeah,
that was Dr. Kara Chris' advice yesterday on it. Is because the websites were overwhelmed.
Right.
Keep trying.
Yeah.
People were signing up and it wasn't taking it and, just too much traffic going on there.
Yeah. So. And I know several people that they're not 100% sure, but they were like, the waits are too ridiculous. I have all the symptoms. I'm just going to lock down for 14 days. I'm just going to stay home. He goes, I'm pretty sure, a couple of them said, we're pretty sure we have it. But I don't know yet because I'm not going to go wait in those damn lines. Yep.
And there still are plenty of companies that say even after the 14 days you need to come in with a result. Whereas a lot of the CDC says
now it's 10 days.
10 days
okay.
or 3 days, no symptoms. But for the most part, 10 days is the safe area that it should run its course.
Well, what took you so long to come back?
I had what was called the dangling.
Oh, man. So you technically
COVID virus.
So you technically weren't contagious anymore.
No, I could have. Supposedly, looking back on it, could have been back.
But that's also the fear thing. Like you get people, and you can understand it too. I mean, people that haven't got it, or that have family members that are susceptible to it. You don't want Brady coming around no matter what. How long it's been.
And if I came back earlier. And someone else gets it, even though I didn't have contact with it. Who's going to get blamed?
Oh, yeah. I can see
if
that.
If you're the guy in the company at the time, I was first one in, basically.
Yeah, and you were. And it was before we knew a lot of what was going on. So, I mean, I stayed away from my parents for like 3 weeks. They're like, just come on over. I'm like, I can't do anything yet.
Let's play it safe.
Yeah. And the first time, we did it just out of precaution, saying like, I was talking, maybe we should... I'll do it for a couple weeks because I went to Disneyland.
Yep.
And we're like, well, just out of safety, let's do a week or two over there and to try it out. Because
so in that first month after you tested positive, I got tested 5 times. I got tested twice with Brady's guy. I got tested in Queen Creek. I did the blood test when I stayed home myself, and that came up negative. And then I did the one at urgent care, and they were all negative. So I was able to find tests. It was a matter of getting how soon do you get the results?
Yeah, and I knew I was safe because like as soon as you said you were good, I'm like, well, I'm definitely
you
good
because
you sit next to Brady the closest all day long, and I at the time I was overnights and I'd sitting on the couch when you guys came in, but.
More good news in Arizona. Wallet Hub just did. It ranked all 50 states for the best place to raise a family in 2021. The rankings are based on 52 different factors, including things like number of families with kids, parks and playgrounds, COVID rates, crime rates, driving safety. Well,
we're still number one in the world.
The 10 worst are New Mexico, Mississippi, West Virginia, Louisiana, Oklahoma, Arkansas.
Arkansas is awful.
Alabama, South Carolina, Arizona, and Nevada.
I was going to say, other than the last two, who the hell wants to live all those other places? Hillbilly Central.
We came in at number 8.
Oh, man.
Horrible place to raise.
What was
the top?
What's top? Yeah.
What's the top?
Massachusetts, number 1. Minnesota, North Dakota, New York, Vermont, New Hampshire, New Jersey.
So all of New England?
Jersey?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Washington, Connecticut,
I've seen New
and
Jersey.
Utah.
Yeah, I've seen New Jersey from Philadelphia.
Yeah. Jersey's terrible.
I don't know. Easy. Maybe North Jersey is better.
I think South Jersey's actually better.
Is it better?
Like, yeah, because it's kind of more, you know, not as urban, I guess I would say. Not big city.
Your ex-wife is from Jersey, right?
She's from Pennsylvania, but you'd always wind up going to Jersey to fly in and all that kind of stuff.
I thought you guys went to the coast there or something like that.
No, we'd go to we went to the Jersey Shore once.
Jersey Shore.
And not the
typical.
The morons. Yeah, right. Exactly. I had to hang out with my people, the Goombas out
right.
there.
Speaking of flying, Dutch officials upset some people flying into the UK. I guess they packed their own sandwiches and their ham sandwiches. Not allowed to bring them in the UK because of the Brexit laws. You can't bring any dairy or meat into
Man, that Brexit is a mess.
It is.
I still don't got it figured out.
Nope. I get it. If you know, it makes a lot of sense for as far as like plants and stuff.
Right.
Like we can't have any citrus from Florida coming in to Arizona and vice versa because they're different. They're coming from a different state where, it could cause a plague.
Yeah.
That's what happened to...
So they have to plow through them sandwiches before they got on the plane or like before they landed. They're
exactly.
just chowing it down
finish
like Belushi in Animal House.
Pear, finish your ham sandwich. This 60-year-old dude in Huron, Ohio. Oh, no, we lost.
Yeah.
Huron, Ohio's by Lake Erie. About 1:30 in the morning on Saturday, his neighbor called the police because this guy was blasting music. The dude's name? Nathan Rock.
Of course.
When the cops went to talk to Nathan, he told him he couldn't turn down the volume because you got to play Led Zeppelin loud.
If it's too loud, you're too old.
He was actually playing the music on his guitar and singing along. And even though right now he works at Wendy's, told the cops he's practicing because he intended to book studio time in the near future to record his first album, his first LP. They warned him. They got another complaint a couple hours later, and then he finally got his disorderly conduct ticket.
Man.
Nathan Rock.
Yeah. He works at Wendy's, for God's sakes. I mean, what do you expect?
Yeah.
He's in the Mecca, though, over there in Ohio.
Oh, yeah.
Wendy's. Well, that's Wendy's capital, right?
Yeah.
What part of Ohio does it start in?
Columbus.
Oh, nice.
All right, we'll end it with some radio videos. The first one's really sad. It's a Wild America Brady O'Veary.
Oh, hang on a second. I gotta find the button here. I think I got it. Here
Hello,
we go.
My friends. I'm Brady Bogan, and this is a Wild America Brady O'Veary.
I don't have the sound effects. I don't know these buttons yet, so we're good.
All right.
The official
oh, my sick elephant.
That's actually the better part. Screw it. Go with that. You're doing that from now on.
Officials with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife are reportedly investigating after a manatee in Florida was found with Trump etched into its back.
What?
It's bold and big, and it's very sad. But, I mean, you can... You know, there's barnacles that grow on the skin and stuff, but that's... Yeah.
But like, they took a rake and, like, scraped that into his back.
What kind of... All right.
You can say asshole.
Yeah, definitely. Asshole. I don't care what side you're on. That's ridiculous. Yeah.
They actually, further into the investigation, they found out that manatee was actually at the Capitol storming.
Of course he was, with Buffalo Head guy.
That guy.
Ugh. By the way,
Did you get that story I sent you?
On the Buffalo guy?
So he lives with his mom.
Of course he does. Yeah. Where else would he live?
We had the dude yesterday that texted us, said he went to high school with him. But the dude has been in detention since Friday, and he's bitching to his mom that he hasn't eaten because the detention center won't give him organic food.
Good. I hope he starves to death.
It's two federal misdemeanors is the charges.
For him?
Yeah.
Because the other guys are facing felonies, like five felony counts.
But I'm hearing a different – that if it's proven that they're destroying property or whatever, he was in – you know, people that were in there are just in there for
– Well, he was the guy that was on the Senate floor up there on the dais. So
yeah, putting his feet –
I don't know if he – that was a different guy.
That was the guy in Pelosi's office,
But Buffalo Head guy living with his mom – and not eating the organic food, I just think of those flags that John saw on the freeway.
Yeah.
You know, F your feelings.
Yeah.
Sorry, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Just deal with it.
That's your Wild America Brady video.
There we go.
Two for two.
Nice.
Two for two.
All right. The second one is this guy. It says the person picked the wrong car to steal from.
Okay.
The guy, I think, he's out in his boxer briefs in the snow. This person was stealing something from the car, and he yelled. He was so convincing on the yelling.
Yeah.
They were saying satanic. I thought it sounded kind of like Liam Neeson. But...
So, and this is clean to play?
Yeah. Oh,
wait a minute. Okay. Which are you on multi?
I'm on multi.
All right.
Everything you took, put it back now.
Whoa, just the echo.
Yeah.
All right, he did
do it one more time because he opens up with it.
Back now. Everything you took, put it back now.
You know, it is.
Put it back now.
And then
that's a good drop. Did you break into Gutentag's car or what?
Just below it, there's a real quick one. It's Canadian road rage.
Okay.
This is what happens when you. This is Canadian road rage in the winter. You got snow.
Yeah,
traffic's delayed. The guy's like, come on, buddy. What's the problem here?
Oh, there's no sound.
He just scrapes the ice off the windshield, so off the back.
Those damn Canadians.
Window. Wow.
Yep. So pissed off. Like, why wouldn't the guy do that? That's dangerous. He's right.
That's a particular level of OCD there.
That is dangerous, though. I mean, can you imagine doing something like that here? Somebody'd roll out with a nine.
Yep.
Man.
Yeah, okay, I get you. You meant dangerous on a different level.
Yes, definitely.
Not for the driver.
No, absolutely.
All right, the final radio video.
All right.
Is this person hooked up, made a playable keyboard with keys made out of watermelon, cantaloupe, and kiwi.
What?
And he jams on it. It's called the Meezerg, or his name's Meezerg.
That's real.
Oh, yeah. He's got it hooked up to that. Oh my! So he plugs in the fruit.
This is not what I was expecting. I've seen these kind of things before, but this is not what I was expecting.
That sounds like one of those remixes old Jerry does.
He's got you guys' headphones.
Yeah, he does.
It could be out of porn. 70s.
Wow. That is total 70s porn music
there. He's got a lot of them that aren't connected.
Oh, there's the kiwi.
Yeah.
I wish I had nothing to do with my life to make instead of making watermelon and kiwi keyboards.
I think I'd like to do it just once.
It is impressive. I'm not going to lie.
We've been to the science center where they hook up like the banana, and,
right?
You know, the children's science center.
Yeah.
And so the kids go over and they play a couple of notes on a banana and they think it's funny. But this is another level.
I've been to Amsterdam where they hook up the banana. That's awesome. Completely different thing.
Yeah. It's so shocking still that you're the guy that's been to Amsterdam in the red light district of anyone on this show.
Had to see it.
John doesn't travel.
Yeah.
I haven't been yet.
No, I haven't either. I've always wanted to go to Europe, but wow. Amsterdam? How'd it go?
It's definitely something you should do once to see how... But it's very similar, Amsterdam to Las Vegas. Like, the people that live there rarely go there, unless a friend comes by where you show me. But Amsterdam, the red light district is just a small part of the city, but it is unbelievable.
So it's like Vegas, where you got the Mexicans sitting there with cards going,
without
all right,
the gambling.
All right, girls.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they got the cards going. Yeah.
Okay.
So you're short in bread on the last radio video?
Oh, we got a
short this one.
Oh, no, we got
this
one.
This is this girl's getting hurt.
Yes!
Basically. She's in a thong, walking out to the poolside.
Right.
Taking the full slab.
That's a good slap.
Oh, man!
You gotta hear it. Don't laugh.
Okay, all right.
Listen to the slap.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
That's a good one.
Hands down the best page on Instagram. Girls getting hurt.
So we'll forward that one out, but that's your collection of Brady
Over. All right. Is that it?
Yep.
All right. Brady Report brought to you guys by Hooters.
This is bad. Bad, bad, bad.
That's a joke, right? You're joking?